And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. At least two people are dead and up to 20 more are hurt and after three explosions Saturday in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. The Taliban official confirmed the latest number, asking not to be named, but saying a patrol vehicle was targeted. He also said women and children are among the injured. An investigation is underway to establish the extent of the damage and the cause of the explosions. No one took immediate responsibility for the attack in Jalalabad, but the increasingly violent Islamic State Group affiliate is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan, and they are enemies of Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. Recent satellite images show North Korea is expanding a uranium enrichment plant at its main nuclear complex. Experts say it's a sign North Korea is intent on producing more material to make bombs. Highly enriched uranium is one of the key ingredients for nuclear weapons. North Korea also recently conducted its first missile tests in 6 months amid dormant nuclear talks with the U.S. Former Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has died at age 84. A statement from the office of current Algerian President Abdelmajid Tebboune did not provide the cause of death or other details. Bouteflika fought for independence from France and was ousted from power in 2019 amid pro-democracy protests. He had suffered a stroke in 2013 that had badly weakened him. Concerns about his state of health helped feed public frustration with his rule that erupted in mass public protests in 2019. He stepped down after 20 years in office. This is VOA News. France's ambassador to Australia says Australia's surprise cancellation of a major submarine contract in favor of a U.S. deal was a huge mistake. It is an unprecedented show of anger among the allies. French envoy Jean-Pierre Thibault made his comments Saturday as he left his residence in the capital of Canberra. Paris recalled its ambassadors to Australia and the United States on Friday to protest a deal among the United States, Australia, and Britain. The deal is to supply Australia with a fleet of at least 8 nuclear power submarines. It scraps a contract with a French-majority state-owned company to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Australia's new U.S. deal comes as it looks to confront China's rising military power in the region. The French surround the capital is back up. The D.C. Police Department is at the ready, and U.S. Capitol Police have requested assistance from nearby law enforcement agencies, including the U.S. National Guard. The Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. are taking no chances as they prepare for Saturday's rally at the U.S. Capitol in support of rioters imprisoned after the violent January 6th insurrection. They're working to avoid a repeat of the pre-inauguration attack. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says it's difficult to say whether threats of violence for the Saturday event are credible, but chatter online and elsewhere has been similar to intelligence that was missed in January. A U.S. government advisory panel rejected a plan for the widespread use of COVID-19 vaccine boosters on Friday. This deal is a setback for President Joe Biden's administration, which had championed extra shots for nearly all Americans. By a vote of 16-2, a Food and Drug Administration vaccine advisory panel rejected the widespread use of boosters. The advisory panel cited a lack of data on their safety, as well as a lack of evidence concerning their value. The independent panel did endorse extra vaccine doses for people who are ages 65 and older or at risk of severe illness. It took more than 2 years to get here, but France's Notre Dame Cathedral is finally stable and secure enough for artisans to start rebuilding it. Crews had to stabilize and protect the famous cathedral after the shocking fire that tore through its roof and knocked down its spire. The government agency overseeing the reconstruction announced the news Saturday. Negotiations will now begin with companies bidding to take part in the mammoth reconstruction effort. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.